Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. And have you ever given thought to how long and well that you want to live? Not what would be nice, but what you really and truly want. You have all the resources needed. There's no struggle. There's no scarcity around. I'm willing to bet that whatever is popping into your head right now is massively shortening yourself. There's much more that you can add to your life story. There's much more that you can add to your legacy. Here's the thing though. Most people think that growing older and losing their edge is inevitable. But the truth is, the way in which you grow older is entirely malleable. Just because your chronological age is rising doesn't mean that your biological age has to as well. Age is just a number. But for many still, especially those who haven't been introduced to me or my message, or live in an environment that's very negative, age defines them. Age defines what you can and can't do anymore. Stubborn weight, afternoon naps, decreased performance in the bedroom and boardroom, a slow metabolism, poor skin, erratic hormones, creaky joints, disconnected from the music playing on the radio. It's all age related. You get the point here. I'm 34 years old, and many would consider that a young adult. But I still believe it's still in the adolescent stage. Life is just beginning. I'm not crazy or delusional. Maybe I'm a little weird, but I'll take that over being bland. I see 120 as the bare minimum. Aging is optional. 50 is the new 25. 100 is the new 50. We know the non-aging hallmarks. I recorded 2 podcast episodes on them. But enough of me painting this silhouette here. Let's get practical. When it comes to how you age, a systems approach is a necessity. It's not one pathway, one type of diet, one cell, nor a singular process that is going to magically flip the switch. But before we get ahead of ourselves and go down a rabbit hole, today's objective is to merely plant the seed of longevity in your head. That seed that maybe, just maybe, you don't have to age the way others do, nor what the mainstream tells you. It's like this seed that was planted in my head on the basketball court where a man much, much older than me was killing it on the court and was running with us kids. So to flip this longevity switch, I'm going to share a simple exercise from my friend Dr. Melissa Grill Peterson's book, The Codes of Longevity. Now, I've also had her on the podcast where we recorded a fantastic episode where she took us on a deep dive into stress and epigenetics. But the exercise is the longevity potential formula from Dr. Eric Plasker of the 100-year lifestyle. So there's 3 steps. Number 1 is to determine and find the age of your oldest living relative. Aunt, uncle, parent, grandparent, you get the point. Number 2 is to subtract your current age right now from the age of your oldest living relative. And the difference, which is step 3, is the minimum amount of years that you're likely going to live. So here's an example here. My uncle is 100 years old, and I'm 34. That equals 66. This is the starting point of how long that I can easily live before any age reversal strategies or any precision-based wellness strategies. So here's how I see this. If my uncle, who hasn't the slightest clue on health optimization, biohacking, nor any other wellness strategies, if he can survive multiple countrywide economic depressions, discrimination, and many other obstacles, and still hit 100, why can't I go beyond? And I have technology on my side, a colossal head start, and a much easier life, if I'm being honest. So whatever it is, find your ammunition and logic to make it make sense to you first and foremost. Living beyond 120 is about the foods you eat, quality sleep, quality exercising, leveraging technology, finding fulfilling work, optimizing your breath, being mindful of the people you hang around with. But most importantly, living beyond 120 is about the stories you tell yourself on a daily basis. Change your stories, change your life. So cheers to being a quote unquote crazy one and not living like everyone else. So stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace.